You're listening to SBS News.
Senior frontbenchers Chris Bowen and Anthony Albanese are both vying for the Labor leadership, while other ministers are also expressing interest. Mr. Bowen, a member of the ALP Right, formally announced his bid on Tuesday morning, while Anthony Albanese, a member of the ALP Left, has always been keen on the top role. After Tony Abbott brought the coalition back to power in 2013, Mr. Albanese and Bill Shorten faced off for the Labor leadership under a new voting system. Mr. Albanese won the membership vote, but Mr. Shorten from the Right won the caucus vote by a slightly greater proportion and therefore became leader. Today, Mr. Albanese reiterated he was up for the challenge.
There's no job that's tougher than being leader of the opposition. I'm tough. People know what my values are. I'm prepared to articulate them in a clear fashion. And I like people. I like engaging people, whether it's at this great footy ground here at Henson Park, whether it be in boardrooms or whether it be in workplaces or whether it be at the local, outside the local school, the local pub. I like people and I like engaging with people.
Chris Bowen formally announced his bid this morning in front of the house in which he grew up in the southwestern Sydney suburb of Smithfield. Mr. Bowen has also taken ownership of Labor's franking credits policy, which was described as a retiree tax by the coalition during the campaign, but said the party would start with a blank policy slate for the coming term. He conceded the party's policy offerings need examining before the next election.
Some say Labor lost the election because of franking credits, which was a policy I designed. And it's true, it was my policy. I designed it. I designed it to invest more in schools and hospitals and give Labor a good program of investment. We lost this election for a whole range of reasons, some of which we probably haven't even yet determined. Franking credits was a controversial policy, for which, no doubt, we lost some votes. But I don't accept it's why we lost the election in entirety.
Meanwhile, the coalition's promised tax refund for low and middle income earners, which was planned to come into effect this July, looks set to be delayed. The tax cut of up to $1,080 was one of the centrepiece promises of the coalition's 2018-19 federal budget. The Australian Tax Office says it can retrospectively deliver the cuts if the coalition's proposal doesn't pass through Parliament before the end of June. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Sky News Parliament looks unlikely to resume in time.
At the moment, that's not looking until very late into the back end of June. So that really does make very narrow that opportunity to do it before the 30th of June. I think that's very unlikely with the advice I've received.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will seek to repeal the so-called Medvac laws and closing the Christmas Island Detention Centre, but insists there is money in the budget to keep the centre running if the Senate blocks the repeal. Delaying the repeal of the Medvac laws, which makes it easier for sick refugees to seek medical transfers, could blow a $1 billion hole in the budget. Mr. Frydenberg says it's an issue that will take priority when Parliament resumes.
But let me just make it very clear, it is our policy to reverse that legislation. We can only reverse the legislation if it passes both houses of Parliament. So let's work that through when the Parliament resumes.
In Queensland, the state Labor government has lodged a complaint with the Australian Press Council over an image it says continues the cycle of violence against women. The front page of yesterday's News Corp's Sunshine Coast Daily shows Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk underneath the crosshairs of a gun next to a caption that reads, "Anna, you're next." It's in reference to federal Labor's poor election performance in Queensland over the weekend. Non-profit organisation White Ribbon says on average one woman a week is killed in a domestic violence incident in Australia. Queensland's Minister for Women, Di Farmer, says the image shows a lack of respect.
If we don't address the issue of respect, then we are not going to make a dent on the appalling rates of domestic violence in this state and across the country.
The newspaper's editor, Craig Warhurst, has today apologised to who he describes as members of the community felt let down and betrayed by the image. The Australian Electoral Commission has begun counting postal votes today in all 151 seats, having initially prioritised postal votes in marginal seats. If the current count trend continues, the Liberal National Coalition will finish with 78 seats, with Labor on 67 and 6 crossbenchers. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.